Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Russell Brown being back on the show. Russell is an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member. He is the author of a number of books on buying and selling a business, including strategies for successfully buying or selling a business, and also preparing your business for sale. He's the creator of the outstanding program called BizPricer, and he's here to talk to us about this topic. Russell Brown, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be on your preeminent small business show.
I appreciate that. It's good to have you back, Russell. Russell, the challenges, the economic challenges we've had over the last two or three years have done some pretty significant things to some specific industries. And I'm curious about what this recession and the aftermath has done to the business brokerage industry. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, I'm closely in touch with the way things are going on. Unfortunately, there's no central database that I can go to come up with facts and figures except, you know, anecdotally. But I can tell you that my estimate is the sales of small to medium-sized businesses started to fall off in the 2008-09 period. And, boy, it's continuing. It's down by as much as at least 50%.
Really? You know, are you talking about the businesses that are brokered through a broker or just total businesses sold?
Well, the only ones I have insight to are the ones that are brokered through a broker, you know, through the business brokerage field.
Right, right.
And, you know, previous estimates were that, you know, at least perhaps 80-90% of business sales, small business sales, went through a broker. So it's a fairly good look at the industry. And the thing you can see is, you know, when you look at failures of firms, consolidation of firms, and things like that going on out in the industry, which gives you a pretty good hint that things just aren't going well. And when I talk to the friends I have out there, they all report sales way down and just still waiting for a turnaround. And, of course,
how are those guys making a living, Russell?
Well, they've retrenched, like many small businesses, to cut back on expenses as much as they can. In the case of some cases where they had base salaries for brokers working for them, they've moved to situations where it's all commission based.
Do you think the reason that it's been so bad is part of it obviously is the economy, but how much of it you think is the inability to get financing?
That's it. There you go. That's the biggest one of all. But of course, there's also something else we're seeing. There's a dramatic decrease in the entrepreneurial spirit out there. I think it just seems to me that a lot of the buyers, the potential buyers of small businesses, are kind of like beaten down by this. And even though things starting to loosen up now, they're just beaten down. Everything's been so negative. The lack of available funding to apply to purchasing a business, the personal resources that people have that they traditionally go to for this kind of entrepreneurial effort have dried up.
Creativity only goes so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But there's the uncertainty of the government and what are the rules and what are we going to have to live under? I mean, what does it cost to hire an employee? I mean, these are things that are unknown at this point, you know, given all the uncertainty.
Do you think now that the election's over and it's gone the way it's gone, that uncertainty will start to dissipate a little bit?
I hope so. I hope so, but it may not. I mean, we may have the gridlock effect occur.
Right. Yeah.
And nothing gets
done.
One thing I think
the marketplace has got to start, has got to do, we got to take the marketplace back from the government. And we've got to realize that the government does not need to be running the marketplace. And I think when I think that's one of the ills of the marketplace right now. Myself, hold on to that thought. We come back. We're going to talk some more about the business buying and selling environment out there, and what are the realities of it, and what are the myths that are out there too. 20 till right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.